If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
So, what a morning. What a morning when sports intersects with politics like this.
Yes.
Right? Because what's one little glimmer of hope in my life, Vanessa Rumbles? That I wake up one day and I'm like, Martina Navratilova is following me on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
She's tweeting me and Rosie and Rachel Maddow. I made the lesbian trifecta.
Big three.
The Martina Navratilova. And I get to say, good morning, Martina. How are you?
Good morning to you. Do you always wake up smiling?
What's not to smile about these days, Martina?
I don't know. That's true.
What a thrill. And I was laughing because I said to Vanessa, the Martina Navratilova is following me. She goes, not that many people have that name. But I mean, we were saying, like, even the Super Bowl was political, right? I mean, because, you know, the Patriots triumvirate or Trump fans. I mean, it is an amazing time, particularly to talk to someone like you, right?
Thank you. But sports has always been political. That's what really cracked me up when the right wingers say, oh, we're boycotting Budweiser because of this ad, or because keep sports out of politics. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Did he say Jackie Robinson?
Just
as an example. I mean, Arthur Ashe, Althea Gibson, myself, Muhammad Ali, hello. The biggest one of them all.
Right.
Really?
But
this is not political. Okay, I got it now.
Right. But I mean, the funny thing is, like, everybody, I've heard so many people say this year, Martina, this isn't politics this time, it's personal. And you wrote this amazing piece for the New York Times, How Trump Has Taken Away Our Homes, that you wrote with your friend. And it really is, this is personal, right? And for you, it's so personal, right?
Absolutely. And it was with Masha Gessen, who is a Russian writer and a dissident, and had to leave the country twice because of what was going on there. First time because of the communists, second time because of Putin. And, fortunately, I only had to do it once. But now, she did it once in Russia. Twice in Russia, once in Czech Republic for me. And now we feel like America is becoming those countries.
Right.
Totalitarian regimes. And it's just, as unthoughtful it was as for the Berlin Wall to go down, now we have a wall going up and a wall around, I mean, between the judiciary. There is no wall anymore, apparently.
Yeah.
And it's just completely, I still can't even talk about it because it's so beyond comprehension.
Yeah.
That one man will make that much difference in our country, in this country.
Yeah. Does it hearten you like it does me, though, to see all of these people in the streets that at least we're showing the world, like, that we agree with you. There's that many people in this country hate him, too, and this is not America.
Yeah, and volumes of people will make a difference. I mean, we know it starts with one, but then it ends up with millions. I mean, you see what's happening in Romania today, and it's happening in America, and it will keep happening. I mean, this is not like a... We're not weekend warriors. It happens all the time. But on the weekend, people can actually show up somewhere.
Yeah, and that the rule of law is holding for now, right? I mean, that obviously he's been... I wish he'd crack a book about the Revolutionary War, that this is why we fought it, to get away from it. He's not a king, you know?
Well,
I'm glad...
But that's when you're assuming that he cracked the book.
This piece is so powerful, Martina, that you wrote. You said, both of us came to the United States as teenagers fleeing communist regimes. Both of us are queer. We also both moved alternately to tears and rage by the actions of the new American president. One thing we share is less obvious. The anger and despair make us both feel as if we're losing our home. And you talk about, you say President Trump has introduced fear into our households. Both of us are married to women who are not American citizens. Both of us are raising children, some of whom are U.S. citizens and some are not.
Exactly. And, Julia, so what are you doing this morning? I'm not doing a radio show. So, but what? Well, actually, politics. She says, just be careful. And just the fact that she said that, you know.
Yeah.
It should matter where my spouse is from originally, which country. Now I need to worry about that. And the fact that she doesn't have citizenship yet, just the green card, because that was questionable. I think that's not going to go there. He's not going to go there again. But still, the fact that even wondering, okay, can I leave the country? Because I don't know if I can get back in, even though my kids are here.
Right. It's like, all of us at the Women's March, you see those signs saying, I can't believe I have to protest this crap again. Right? I mean...
Oh, sorry, I said it.
But the way you write it is so beautiful. You say a sense of insecurity has seeped into our homes, making them feel less like home. And it's... I was reading through your, and I totally had forgotten, but all the fights that we fought and we thought have won, you know, on yeah. gay rights and women's rights. I mean, you were talking about being an openly gay or bisexual person could, you could still not be granted citizenship back in the 50s or 60s, right?
Well,
which is why you stayed.
No, in the, in yeah. the 80s, when I right. got my citizenship, I started to keep quiet in case they change, you know, that particular officer decides that that's a disqualifier because it was on the books as a disqualifier. Masha then challenged it.
Right.
Said, yeah, I am gay, now what? And she got it despite that. So it's, and she was, you know, she was later after me. So it's,
right.
it's something, I mean, one, yeah, you know, there's a joke about the communist dance. You know what the real communist dance is? One step forward and two steps backwards and everybody is still clapping. and that's what we're doing right now, it seems.
Right.
Well, except it's one step forward and 10 steps back.
Right.
I mean, you know, and when even the slogan started, Make America Great Again, which drove me crazy because I said, okay, I think America's great right now. And by the way, it seems to me when left-wingers complain about anything in this country, they either tell us to shut up or to tell me to stick to sports or they tell me to go back to where I came from.
Right.
But if a right-winger makes complaints about this country, which Trump was trashing this country left and right,
right.
throughout the campaign, he's being patriotic.
Right, right.
How does that work?
Yeah.
So
I mean,
like,
and how do you...
This country is great now. This country is great now. And if you want to make it great again, so exactly what time period do you want to go to?
Right.
Back to 60s
right.
or 50s or like 1850s? I mean, please be more specific.
Right.
Because I really want to know what is the ideal that you're striving for.
Yeah, and I loved your you said on Twitter about, you know, people that tell you to stick to tennis, to shut up about politics. I'm like, we just elected a reality show star.
Well,
like,
there's that.
Right.
There's that. Proud of the fact that he's not a politician. So that's what gets him elected. But because
right.
I'm not a politician, I'm not allowed to talk about politics.
Right.
The hypocrisy is just astounding on so many levels at every step of the way. It's yeah.
Well, right.
Anyway.
I'm enjoying your Twitter feed. You you said... yeah, imagine the backlash if Hillary Clinton had said she hadn't paid taxes for however many years and that makes her smart. Trump comes out the patriot. I mean, yeah, these double standards are just infuriating, aren't they?
I said this years ago. I said, you know, it should be a like a fake story. This is before fake stories were actually real.
Right.
Like 10 years ago, I'm like, what we should do is have a politician say, oh, this is what happened and this is what I did. And you know, it would be a Republican politician. It would be a Democratic politician. And everybody would say, and the Republicans would say, oh, this is horrible. He has to be impeached and he has to be disqualified, all this stuff. And they say, oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't a Democratic politician, it was a Republican politician. Oh, well, in that case, it's okay.
Right, right.
Yeah, double standard. Hello. I mean, what they're doing with the SCOTUS nominee now,
right.
with Gorsuch versus Garland. Like,
yeah.
Mitch McConnell is maybe the biggest hypocrite of them all. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan, I don't ever believe anything he says after he boasted about his marathon time being like 2:51,
right.
when in fact it was 4 hours. Oops! Oh, I actually told you my brother's marathon time. I made a mistake. Really?
You know, I think Martina needs to get a radio talk show, and I need to start taking some tennis lessons. I think. Martina, yeah, what is it like over the weekend? I don't know if you saw the Bill O'Reilly interview where he asked him about Putin, and he said, oh, yeah, I have a lot of respect for him, and he said, well, he's a killer. And Trump says, well, you know, lots of people are killers. You think our country's so innocent? I'm like, this is the guy that ran on Make America Great Again, and he's comparing us to Putin now.
Well,
the same.
Well, he's comparing himself to Putin, actually.
Right.
We talk about it. So, are you saying? I mean, that would be my follow-up question. Are you saying that you kill people too?
Right.
Because
right.
you're the president now. So,
right.
Yeah, the comparisons, and again, it's a false equivalency. What goes on in Russia, you cannot compare to our country.
Yeah.
But he keeps trying every time he can get away with it. I mean, you know, he even congratulated Duterte for handling his drug policy the way he handles, which is killing people.
Yeah.
And giving people money for it. So. Yeah, we have a man who really has no idea what the truth is, and now because
right.
he's president, he thinks just because he says it actually makes it true.
You tweeted something we were talking about too. You said, "Is it possible Trump is stoking the hatred of America so there's a bigger likelihood of an attack followed by martial law?" I mean, I feel like you couldn't do any better if you were trying to inflame terrorism. All the things he's done in the space of 2 weeks, right?
No, he's batting 1,000, I'd say.
And by the way, you also mentioned something. You said Trump takes a hair loss drug associated with mental confusion and impotence. Either fake news or it all makes sense now.
Well, yeah. Because again, he doesn't really know where the truth is, and this depression. I mean, he doesn't sleep, which none of that is normal. And again, we can't normalize it, so we got to keep talking about it, and we got to keep protesting. We got to keep calling our congressman and senator.
Yeah,
you know, they apparently are paying attention to the phone calls. So I need to hang up with you so I can make mine.
Okay, I know. Well, listen, I love the way you ended the New York Times piece. You said 1 in 4 people in the U.S. is an immigrant or the child of an immigrant. A majority of people in the country are immigrants or descendants of immigrants. If we do not continue to stand up against Mr. Trump, we will lose our home, too, even as we stay in our houses. And I just think that's, I mean, all the battles you've, like, fought and won, I mean, it really is, it must feel incredible to you, you know, to have gone from being afraid to come out even as a gay woman, right, to being cheered when you spoke in 1993 at the gay right, and now we have to be afraid again, whether we're immigrants or queer or whatever it is?
I'm not going there. I'm not going to be afraid again. And the one way to kind of put that fear somewhere else is by speaking out. To me, you have to do your part. Everybody has to do their part. And maybe this is the last hurrah of the right-wing craziness, because I did read an article just a couple of weeks ago, and they said maybe this is like the death throes, you know, which is why it's going so far back the other way. But that's making us go out on the streets and go to the airport and go to the courthouse and say, hey, this is not okay with me. And the numbers do speak for themselves.
So, yep. So and
keep doing that.
Yeah. And someone like you, I mean, knows better than any. I mean, God, the fact that, you know, your whole journey speaks to you know, how dangerous this is. I keep saying, Google fascism. Google 14, you know, characteristics of fascism. We're here. This is it.
And totalitarianism and authoritarian regimes, et cetera. And, you know, I tweeted also that this propaganda that's coming out, lies and propaganda coming out of the Trump administration brings me back to my days from the communist propaganda.
That's right.
And people are then saying, oh, but Trump is not a communist. I'm like, that's not what I was saying.
Yeah.
This is the strategy that they use and to confuse people and to make them think something else is actually happening.
Yep. Martina Navratilova, tennis great, survivor of the Bowling Green Massacre.
and a strong survivor at that.
Descendant of Frederick Douglass. Thank you so much.
Don't mess with me.
Martine, I hope you get out to L.A. sometime. I'd love to meet you in person. What a, really a thrill.
You guys are based in New York, right?
No, in L.A.
Oh, you are in L.A. I actually am coming out for the Grammys.
You and Suzanne Westenhofer and I will go pound a couple. What do you think?
So that sounds like a really good plan.
All right. Fantastic. Martine, really a thrill to meet you, and thanks so much for speaking out. It just means a lot coming from you, and you're an inspiration as always.
Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate it, and we will meet one day. All
yes,
right. Thanks,
absolutely. Thanks, Martina. Thanks. There she goes. You just missed Martina Navratilova, Jim.
Check, please. See what I did there?